Blog Talk Radio.
All right, what's going on, Big Blue Nation? Sports fans all over the world, welcome to the Shakedown, the show for the fans by the fans. I'm your host, Shakes, and I'm rolling dolo for right now, but only for right now. I believe, I hope, not sure, but it's all good. Either way, either motherfucking way. You know what I'm saying? Now, here's the thing. This is the Shakedown AM. It's hosted by me and LRP out in Houston. My boy having a little issues this week. Yeah, man. Couldn't do Tuesday for us, but so I had to cancel that episode. But all in all, we here now. Okay. Sorry, I had to check on my moms, you know what I'm saying? I had to check on my moms. But, yeah, that's me, that's my life. But back to what I was saying, though. Yes, like, shouts to LRP. Couldn't do it this week or this Tuesday. I'm hoping that he'll be here for today, but it's all good either way, man. Shouts to LRP. Hopefully everything will be situated and y'all hear from him either today or next week. Also, I was telling people that yesterday that we was going to have the Shakedown DMV, which got canceled. But we will be airing tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, as well as the Shakedown Debate Wednesday. It was supposed to have a special guest in Patty Trainer, but shouts to Patty Trainer. We're going to reschedule that. We're going to get that happening a lot of things were going on behind the scenes. Nobody was ready, you know, whatever. But we'll get it done, right? All right. With that being said, definitely look out for those episodes. Well, not those episodes, but look out for the Patty Trainer interview coming up. Look out for the Shakedown DMV on Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, talking about the Ravens, the Commanders, things of that nature. Now, let me think. Anything else I wanted to relay before I had to, well, before I start any of my festivities? All right, well, yeah, anyway, this is the Shakedown AM where we try to wake your ass up, you know, get you up, get you going, get your mind all adjusted to the day. And it started off with some Giants football talk or anything else, man. Shout outs to everybody that does the Giants content on Spaces. I love hopping on there and chopping it up with y'all dudes, especially around this time. You know, getting my blunts and my smoke on and shit. I like to hear some good talk, and y'all do provide that. So shout outs to Charlie and Ivan and Stas and those boys. Big Blue Kickoff? Knockout? Yeah, Big Blue Knockout. Yeah, there you go. So Big Blue KO. Alright? Shout outs to them. Hey, yo, what the fuck? Oh. Goddamn blunt. Alright. With that being said, this episode, I'm going to sit here and go through some of these draft choices from all these organizations and try to chop it up and let y'all know how I see things here going forward. So I'm going to definitely start off with the NFC East because that's the division that we in. That's the most division that we got a motherfucking really worry about and face. So I'm going to look at their draft choices. I'll give y'all a little grade of it, how I see that shit was, and we can just go ahead and keep on moving from there. I'm trying to stall right now and see if my boy will come through. So hopefully, this is all in perfect joint. All right? So always, you know what I mean? I'm going to start off with, well, I ain't going to say always, but I'm going to start off with Philadelphia. Right? They won a division last year. They went to the Super Bowl last year. So it's only right that I start off with these motherfuckers, right? And in the draft, what they did was at ninth overall, they took Georgia's defensive tackle, Jalen Carter. It's a fucking beast. Some people thought that this was the best player in the draft. Just with the off-field issues, people were afraid, or teams were afraid to take him. Philly wasn't. They got a whole bunch of Georgia guys over there, and they went for what they knew. They said, "Look, man, we just gonna get all these Georgia guys, and that's how we gonna motherfucking rock it. We gonna be the Philadelphia Bulldogs. That's what they are now. All right, so." I do got my boy LRP with me. He did make it. Shout out to my boy. What's going on, LRP?
What it do, family? What's going on, Giants, Big Blue Nation, everybody in the world, all this? What's up, Shakes?
What it do, brother?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. Trying to smile,
right.
Keep from crying, baby.
I know that's right, bro. I know that's right. I'm glad to hear from you. I'm glad you're in better spirits and you just ready to move on and keep it pushing, man. That's what it's all about, man. Life is going to definitely throw you some curveballs and some fastballs and all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? But you got to know how to motherfucking maneuver around it. So I hope got you all right, brother. That's all good.
Appreciate it. And, I'm here getting settled, but I'm here.
Alrighty. So while you're doing that, going back to what I was doing, because what I was going to do was just go through some of these draft choices. I guess we can just do the NFC if you ain't had nothing on right now. I'm going to just finish off the NFC East and then see how we're feeling about it afterwards, right? But
sound good.
I just said Jalen Carter at number 9 overall. They went at number 30. Georgia's pass rusher, edge rusher, whatever you want to call it, Nolan Smith as well. See, Georgia, they just went Georgia crazy, all right? Then they went at number 65 and took Alabama's guard, Tyler Steen, okay? And then went around at number 66, next pick later, and took Illinois' defensive back, Sidney Brown, all right? Love this kid, man. I love this kid. Safety. Definitely a safety. His twin brother's running back. I forget his motherfucking name right now. It's mistaking me. But both of them from Illinois, and they was both drafted pretty high, I think third round, fourth round. So shout-outs to that family. But, yes, I love that pick as well, man. It was fucking knocking it out the park for them. But, okay. Going on to the next pick at 105, they went right back to what they knew, and Georgia's cornerback, Kelee Ringo. All right, I like that pick as well, man. It's crazy. All right, and then their last picks, they just said, hey, what the hell? All right, at 188, they just took Stanford's quarterback, Tanner McGee, and then turned around with their last pick, went Moro Ajomo from Texas, defensive tackle, at 249. All right. I don't think this is really any surprise. Even if you're hating on this team, even if you don't like them like me, like even if you despise them, you can't deny what the fuck they just did with that goddamn draft, bro. That's a fucking A+. I'm fucking afraid. I'm fucking scared. It's like, goddamn it, we're going to have to deal with a whole decade of this bullshit. But it's all right. Because we're going to be good. Well, possibly more better than them. But still, man, I just can't stand how talented and good they are. Because I can't stand them. What do you think, LLP? How you feeling about their draft?
I can't believe my brother just said he was scared. My brother didn't just say he was scared. Not in no funky-ass Eagles. Yeah, all right, look. They had a good draft. I give them that. They had a good draft. All right. Clap, clap, clap for the motherfuckers. But we ain't never scared. You know what I'm saying? A big Punisher dude. You know what I mean? I forget his name. But we ain't never scared. Never. And besides, I'm hoping that they got some fuddy-duddies in the building that's going to be coaching these motherfuckers, and they just can't get right. That's what I'm hoping. You know what I mean? Maybe all of them can't really pass the test. You know what I'm saying? Got that almost about to fail out of school type thing. One more test and your ass is gone. You know what I mean? You get 3 tests. You pass and you fail all 3 of them. So that's what I'm hoping. But they did have a good draft. It is the Georgia Bulldog Eagles. They used that as a farm system and nobody else was touching them. Jeffrey Lurie said, fuck that. So we shall see, though. But like I said, in this season, I think the top 2 dogs is going to be the Giants and the Eagles. Eagles-Giants, you know what I mean? 1-2, 2-1, who knows where they end up. But I think the race this year is between those 2 teams because they both drafted well and they kept a lot of their talent. So we shall see. But I ain't scared of them motherfuckers. But they are going to be a problem. The Baron's breakfast over there, no doubt.
Scared to have to deal with that shit for 10 fucking years, man. That shit is horrible, bro. Shit is horrible. Horrible.
It might be. No, we got some shit on the other side, too, though, man. You know what I'm saying? We got Tez.
Yeah.
We got some big ballers. We got Neil in the second year. We got Thomas. You know what I mean? We got JSM. You know what I'm
got
saying?
It.
Got it. You know what I mean? We got Waller, you know what I mean? Dan Bellinger in his second year, you know what I mean? We got some boys, too, now. Them goddamn Eagles, man.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit is just fucking ridiculous, loaded. You know what I mean?
They're going to have to deal with the cornbread, dude. You know what I'm saying? I want your cornbread and big Aaron Antoine Robinson. You're going to have to deal with him. You know what I mean? Every time he line up, he's going to be like, Jalen Hurts, I want your cornbread.
Yeah, well.
Jalen Hurts like, nah, man, fuck that. You can't have mine. I was like, you're going to get it anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah, man. On the flip side as well, man, JMS got to deal with Jordan Big Baby Davis for the next fucking 5-10 years, bro. That shit going to be a crazy-ass war to see. That's kind of like going up there with the Michael Strahan, John Runyon battles that they had, you know what I mean? I think that's what it's going to go down to. It's going to be one them battles where there's like, oh, man, I got to get the best of them. I can't let him get the best of me. I think the same thing, well, I ain't going to say the same thing, but. Mm-hmm.
You got me fucked up real quick, because did you just say JMS? So I said it slow, and I still fucked it up earlier. Is it JMS?
Did.
I said
yeah.
JSM. Damn it. I went from
dyslexia, bro. But it sounded like it was right, bro. So you was in there. You feel me? Like you good. You sounded good.
Fucked it up again. You was like,
got it. You know what I mean? You good? You good? It's all right. Better than what the hell you said last week.
Yeah. By the time the season started, I have it right.
But yeah, him and Jordan Davis, that war is going to be crazy to see. And to see, like, what's their answer for Dexter Lawrence going in the future? I know they got Dexter Lawrence and Kelsey right now with their battles, but yeah, those battles are definitely going to be some of them battles that we going to be remembering and saying that was some legendary battles like Michael Strahan and John Runyon we used to see. But that's the fucking Eagles.
You know,
fuck them Eagles. Hope they burn it in hell. You know what I mean? I hope they choke it all up, bro. Let me clear my throat. Also, yeah, let me shout out to Andy Reid. Yeah, that's right. You're like, what the fuck? How did you just go ahead and shout out Andy Reid out of nowhere? I'm going to tell you why I just shouted him out. Because Andy Reid, if nobody ever noticed, bro, has been the cause of now 3 Super Bowls that the Philadelphia Eagles could have had. 3. You like, what? Yeah, 3. The one when, when they had the Dream Team and they bought out everybody, supposed to win a Super Bowl, choked it up. You know what I mean? That was Andy Reid. When they went to the Super Bowl with T.O. and Donovan McNabb, shit was looking like a machine. And they choked in Super Bowl again. I'm clear my throat. That was Andy Reid. You know what I mean? And then, last but not least, last year, Philadelphia Eagles looking unstoppable, looking like a machine out there. Looking like how they used to look with the Donovan McNabbs and the T.O.s. But then, Andy Reid, once again, with his new pal, Patrick Mahomes, caused him another goddamn Super Bowl. So my point was to shout out the man that caused that organization 3, not 1, not 2, but 3 Super Bowls. Uh-huh. moving on to the next team with their draft choice. Let's see if I can go with the Commanders, if they're going to have me with the Commanders out here. Yeah, that's good, too, because Commanders ain't really do too much. So at number 16, we got, well, they took Mississippi State's cornerback Emmanuel Forbes. Yeah, man, stick figure, but that boy is a ball hawk. Don't get it twisted. That boy is a ball hawk. He's an interception machine. I think he returned a pick six in camp already. He already starting off, all right? So stick figure, you the man with the picks. But I just hope that them sticks hold up. Because, boy, them legs, boy, look like it's going to crack like a twig, all right?
Looking a little shaky.
At number 47, they went Illinois' defensive back, Dartavius Martin. That's a pretty good pickup, too. All right. Next pick at number 97, they went Arkansas' center, Ricky Stromberg. Yeah, that's another good pick, too. I ain't going to hate on him on that one. That's a nice little pick right there, too. All right. Then next pick at 118, they went Utah's tackle, Braden Daniels. Don't know who the fuck he is. All right. And then the next pick at 137, they went Clemson's pass rusher, K.J. Henry. All right. At 193, they went Kentucky's running back, Chris Rodriguez, Jr. And last pick right there, they went the pass rusher from Louisiana, Andre Jones, Jr. I got to give this a C+. Right, I think it was a great start, you know, even though it's still questionable. I think they kind of reached for Forbes, but still a good pick. That's your guy. And Dartavius Martin is not so bad neither. Ricky Stromberg might be the best pick of theirs. But then other than that, it's just like, what the fuck? What? Who? Where? Fuck they come from? I don't know. So I'm definitely going to give them a C+. How do you feel about these Commanders, man, and what they did in this draft?
Yeah, that stuff, I give it a C-. You know what I mean? Give it a C-. I feel like they didn't really help themselves, but they just kind of stayed the course, kind of got a lot of the same guys maybe, you know what I mean? And they're just a mess, a complete mess. From top up, sun down. You know what I mean? And I'm about to switch here real quick and go like I never left America. Watch the transition. You know what I mean? And
black out. Right at you.
Right back like a stove, son.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm right there in the game and like I never left. But, look, man, the Commanders, I think they're a complete mess right now. From ownership on, I think Riverboat, the only probably stable mind or stable voice in there right now, other than Bellamy, but, you know, Bieniemy or whatever, they definitely are maybe on the rise, but I think it's going to take them a year, maybe a year or two. To be able to be in that mix. I think Cowboys still own the third spot as far as competition-wise. But who's the kid with the legs? They already got a pick six.
Emmanuel Forbes.
Emmanuel Stick Forbes, figure. Yeah. I do like him a lot.
Yeah. He's definitely a good player. He just gonna have to be careful, cause he gambles a lot, man. He definitely looking for the pick sixes. He's looking for the picks. He's like a lot of like Marcus Peters in him, you know, with the gambling and stuff like that. So he had to be careful with that. But yeah, the boy's nice though. Can't deny his talent. Just hope that he can gain a little bit of weight and hold up on his health, man. Just, you know what I mean, I wish you. Definitely great health, young man. Because that shit look crazy. All right? Like, my legs are thicker than yours. Pause. But seriously, like, that's crazy. All right? Now, If you want to join this conversation, if you love this conversation, you want to get up on in this motherfucker, alright? Or you just want to chop it up with LRP and Shakes, the number is 563-999-3611. That's 563-999-3611. You can join the conversation whenever, however you like. Now, last but not least, we got these goddamn Cowboys. Let's try to find these Cowboys here. I think they did a whole lot, didn't they? I think they probably had as much picks as we had. But we started off with a lot of picks, but we ain't end up with a lot of picks. Still, it was like, what, 7?
Yeah. I don't recall being all, up in arms. I think Giants and Eagles was the only ones. But I would like to recall what they've been through, what they did, where
no
they
doubt.
Gone, where they been on my Forrest Gump.
Well, pretty interesting what they did as well, man. Because this is something we're going to have to deal with here, right? So, at number 26, man, they went Michigan's defensive tackle, Mazi Smith, and that is a great fucking pick. I believe him and JMS is going to have they're going to have a war and a battle for years to come as well. I think they already have a rivalry from college. So let's go. Let's see how that goes here. But yes, that's a great pick for them, Mazi Smith. I think a little bit of reach, but not so much. It's that 26 overall. I think it's right around the range he should have been took. So, next pick at 58, they went back to Michigan. I don't know what the fuck. They was loving the crew over there. And took tight end Luke Schumacher. And that's my guy, bro. That's my guy. That was my tight end in this draft that I love. And the only reason why is because I always tell people this all the time. It's because I love the tight ends that is half wide receiver, half offensive lineman. That's Luke Schumacher. He can block his ass off, bro. All right? He can block and he goes up them seams. Well, nut man. I love Luke Schumacher's game, man, so I'm a little bit mad that they got him. At number 90, Texas linebacker DeMarvion Overshown. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's where I was mad at.
That's
my guy from Texas.
That's a good pick, too.
Yeah.
All right, and at 129, they went San Jose State edge rusher Valinimi Hoka Jr. I'll say it one more time. I'll butcher it again, goddamn it, because I got that much confidence. Valimi Hoka Jr. All right? Moving on. Fuck that.
I got to see
it. At 169, you got to tackle Asim Richards. Okay? At 178, Southern Mississippi's cornerback Eric Scott Jr. Don't know where he is neither. Alright. And then 112. Now I like this pick. I know who he is. Kansas State running back Deuce Vaughn. Good pick. Good pick. And last but not least, their last pick was at 244, going South Carolina's wide receiver Jalen Brooks. Alright. With Dallas Cowboys draft, man, it's top heavy, right? It's top heavy, Della. You know what I mean? Della Reese. It's top heavy. But, once you get past that third choice, which is Overshown, man, I ain't really scared of that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Man, I'm going to give this team, I'm going to say they was even with the Commanders here and give them a C+. You know what I'm saying? So I guess the Cowboys, the Eagles and the Giants won it in this division, that I gave them both A's, while the Cowboys and the Commanders kind of fucked it up and got C pluses from me. So that's the NFC East draft right there. We already know with the Giants, I do not have to go through that. That would be fucking just, you know, putting it in.
Yo, what if his first name was Villamy? Is it Villamy?
Villamy.
Villamy?
Mm-hmm. Villamy.
That's a code. It's like villainy. But
Fajoco. Villamy Fajoco, son.
Fajoco. Fajoco. Yeah, that's right. Fajoco. I would say Fajoco.
Huh? And then he's a junior, so his dad got the same fucking name. Like, what the fuck?
So he's a junior? Would they junior that? Do only Americans junior stuff? Or is it like the third if it's like British? It's like the second and the third. Or the first. He could be Villamy Vioco the first because it's international. But I want to know if this Americans be putting just a junior on the shit.
Yeah, y'all let us know, international guys out. You know, leave a comment.
Yeah.
Comment down below, yeah, man. Just let us know. Do y'all do junior
Villamy
in the international? What am I supposed to call that? International countries, realms,
culture.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Culture. Yeah. There you go. Good. There you go. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate you.
You know, maybe some just crazy shit, but is he a junior or is he the second? Villamy, Vajoco, the first. Well, it'd probably be the first, right? Because that's one of the most. So, that also, well, never mind. I'm just saying. Because if a person already got the name, wouldn't you be the second? But if you the first of the repeat, then you'd be the first. You know what I'm saying? Because
Right. You're
the first time the name has been repeated. And then... But see, does that change the shit for the third? You know what I'm saying? Because technically the second. But then, I don't know. It's just crazy.
It's weird.
as
the kids would say, it's weird. But, you know, I think it's the thing about the NFC, like, I had a talk with John Hendricks, that do Saints coverage. I called him Jimmy, you know, Jimmy Hendricks, my guy, you know. But my boy John Hendricks pointed out to me that made me realize something that is actually true. 'Cause I asked him about Derek Carr. And in his soliloquy, which y'all will see coming up in the interview, Take Down Media Network, please like and subscribe. But what y'all will see is him say that Derek Carr comes into this conference and is top three, top five quarterback in the conference automatically. That's how weak this conference is.
NFC?
I'm like, I had in the NFC. And I'm like, at first when he said it, I was like, what? Like, he's tripping. Then I had to think about it. Like, no, he's totally right. Right? Like, he's totally fucking right. Like, there's not a lot of quarterbacks in the NFC, bro. Like, for real. They probably all in the NFC East with Jones and Prescott and Hurts.
Hold on, let me see.
But the North don't got shit. The South don't got shit. The West ain't that. I mean, they got great teams, but their quarterbacks ain't, you know what I mean? Think about it. Think about it. That motherfucker comes into this conference and is automatically a top five quarterback in the conference. That's crazy.
All right, so who? All right, hold on. Let me see here. Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Derek Carr, Las Vegas Raiders, now the New Orleans Saints. He comes on to this conference, and he's automatically a top five quarterback in this conference.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
It's crazy. Think about it. Please, if y'all feel like I'm wrong, please leave a comment. Let me know. Let me know how you feeling. Derek Carr, top five quarterback in the NFC. That's crazy.
Why won't give me this daggone thing specifically with this? Internet is stupid, bro. I'm literally typing this shit in. NFC conference quarterbacks. And it's giving me a whole bunch of shit that I don't want.
Yeah, yeah, that's how you gotta know how to maneuver. Y'all know how to maneuver with them words.
I'm literally typing this shit in. What am I not
typing? Typing that in, that, like, it should just come up, bro.
Just come up, like, NFC conference quarterbacks.
You're absolutely right. It should come up, but that's not how it goes. All the people with all these extra shits, man.
Yeah, ridiculous.
All types of content and shit. There's a whole bunch of fluff out there.
You know what I mean? All right, so here we go. All right, now. All right, so let me find out. So, all right. No, see, I ain't gonna start off with that one. Yo. So, Dane Jones. We got Dane Jones. Got Kyler Murray, Desmond Ridder, Bryce Young, Justin Fields, Jared Goff or Hendon Hooker, Dak Prescott, Jordan Love, Matthew Stafford, Kirk Cousins, Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy or Trey Lance, Geno Smith, Kyler Trask, and Baker Mayfield. Sam Howell, Jacoby Brissett. I would absolutely say Derek Carr is in the top five of this list. Of these individuals, that is backup starters all in the NFC conference.
Yep.
And how I'm looking pretty good about Daniel Jones. Shit, I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah, boy.
I'm trying to tell you.
That's crazy, son. That's
absolutely.
Because to think about all the quarterbacks in this league and it just, you know what I mean, to be able to say, because, like, if you say in the NFL, though, right? Where is Carr at? He's probably like 15. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd probably put him in between 15 and 20. Somewhere in between.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Right around there. You know what I'm saying? So to come into a conference and be top five, like, oh my gosh, bro. Like, that means all the quarterbacks is over there in the AFC, bro. All of them.
Devontae Adams is probably mad as shit, too, right now. He's like, what the fuck happened? He's just like, you were up a whole couple grand. One decision.
And that's why people believe that he wants out of Vegas already.
Already. Like, your ass shouldn't have been there in the first place. It's a ridiculous move.
And he was going back with his friend, with his quarterback. And they gave him the bag. So when he went, it's like, yo, you giving me the most money out of everybody. And I get my motherfucking quarterback I played with in college. Oh, that's motherfucking perfect for me, man. Then the following year, your quarterback gone.
Draco. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't do shit during the year. Like, it was terrible. It's like, this isn't working out. It's like, remember what we used to do in college and shit? It's like, man, we ain't in college no goddamn more. I don't dance like
we
that.
We ain't kids no more. We ain't kids no more, man. I'm a grown man. I got a family now. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, bro. It's different. It's different. And that's crazy because it was another pair last year that didn't pan out. It was working for a while until he got hurt again. And I'm talking about your boys. Yeah, I mean, one of them is my son, and one of your son. But your boys, Marquise Brown and Kyler Murray. Yeah, I mean, they the same height and everything. This shit look funny as fuck. I'm like, hey, yo. I'm like, what the fuck? But yes, yeah, I mean, both of them get hurt. Fucked it all up. So none of that reunion shit last year went well for anybody. For anybody.
That's a fact. That is a fact. I mean, I'm hoping that, because I truly believe that Kingsbury was probably the common denominator in that situation, why it looked the way it looked, especially after he got hurt. But Kyler's always been very immature. I was hoping that, you know, coaching staff would be able to knock that out of him, but that was the knock, you know what I mean? He had that Cam Newton trait. But you get the right coach in there, you can knock that shit out. But it remains to be seen. So I don't know how it's going to look. You know what I mean? I don't know how it's going to look. So, but he's in there, top 10 for sure. Performance knocked him out of the five, but. Boy, and still, he still might be talent-wise and on talent-wise in the mix. It depends on Bryce Young and Justin Fields is intriguing. And Desmond Ridder, you know what I mean? These kids are talented. It's just that they haven't made a name. And you got a guy like Carr coming in. You would assume, based off of his name, he would carry a little bit more cachet. You know, you're not going to put a Bryce Young rookie or second year Justin Fields or second year Ridder over, you know, someone who's been proven like Carr, especially in the situation he's in now with the new regime and some talented coordinators and whatnot. So, and Geno Smith is there based off his performance. So, yeah, I mean, big question for Nacho in the Box with Cheese with Jordan Love. You know what I mean? Is that the next man that's going to carry the torch? Packers been doing pretty good as far as keeping quarterbacks in the system. I'm in the system. See, you in the system, dog. I'm in the system. I'm in the system. You know what I mean? So, let's see if Jordan Love is in the system, son. He says you in the system.
Yeah.
I'm in the system, dog.
Man, they in a good position, though, you know. Like, and I think that's why it was the best time for them to do what they had to do with this shit. Even with, you know, Rodgers, you know, coming out and saying, well, I just want to play for the Jets. I bet. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, good shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, now I could dump that motherfucking salary. You know what I'm saying? Rid of that shit. I get to see what this kid is. You know what I'm saying? And Jordan Love. He is or if he ain't. You know what I mean? I'm in prime position because if he ain't, then that means we losing. And that means I'm in prime position to get that quarterback in the draft coming up. So, I think this was a perfect time for them to do what they just did and see how it goes for them. But always, shit, since the early 90s, it's just been this way for the Packers. It's just like, oh, you think, well, maybe now they're just going to fall off because, no. Every time you think they're going to fall off, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just something. They don't win championships. That's the only thing. They don't win championships, but they always in the mix, man. You know what I mean? They always there. I mean, they got what? They got a couple of them. You know what I mean? Favre gave them one. Rodgers gave them one in them two eras. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they always there. For a minute, man. They just
then
you gotta go back
to
Bart Starr and all that shit, right? Like, you gotta go back to Bart Starr and all that shit, man. The Packers, man, I don't know, bro. They always, like, just end up with great quarterbacks, bro. Like, fuck. Like, how?
It's been amazing.
How? You know what I'm saying? Like, how, as an organization, you get to say, oh, yeah, I could debate who's the best quarterback, whether it's fucking Bart Starr, fucking Brett Favre, or fucking Aaron Rodgers. Like, who can say that shit?
Right. Who can say
you know
that?
Saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Who can say that shit?
Great.
You know what I mean? Like, we go automatically to Eli. That's it. God damn it. That's
nah.
it. I mean,
no,
people
man.
Gonna give
you
them some credit, but
sales,
they ain't gonna rock on him like that, like he's one of the greats.
They don't
Hell
rock.
No.
Giants fans don't rock with Sims, bro.
Hell no. They ain't going to say that man the great, bro. He a Hall of Famer, right? But that's where it is, bro. Ain't nobody going to say he the greatest of all time for the New York Giants. If you feel, leave a comment. If you feel like Phil Sims is the greatest quarterback for the New York Giants of all time, please speak up. Speak
nah,
your piece.
You probably get more talking to him.
That's when you definitely you'll go talking to him more than you go Sims. But you still ain't gonna say he the greatest. Still not gonna point. You still not gonna go to talking to him. I never heard nobody say to you the first person I heard mention talking to him as a fan. I ain't see that motherfucker.
Nah, I ain't seen him either. You know what I mean?
All right. So, yeah, I mean, what we talk about? So, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm just saying though. I mean, I'm surprised though. I don't think you're getting a lot of Sims. Yo, if y'all listening out there, man.
Man, ain't nobody saying that man the greatest of all time, bro.
It is impressive.
Hey, greatest of all time. I'm not saying for the league. You know what I mean? Just for the people out there. I know you know what I'm talking about. But for the people out there that's probably confused. I'm saying for the organization, for the team. For your organization, you look and say, all right, that was, you know what I mean, the greatest quarterback that we ever had. And nobody ever says Phil Sims. No, I hardly ever heard Tarkington. If it is, it's probably some old man sitting in his rocking chair. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. No, son. No. We don't have it like them. Fucking Starr, Favre, and Rodgers. The fuck out of here, man.
Nah, I would say Eli, because Eli got two of them, baby. You know what I'm saying? And he's straight pole in the playoffs.
No debate.
You know what I'm saying? And
the greatest we ever had.
Like Favre and Rodgers got one of each. So you can almost say that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, both of them boys wrapped one. Because we got two of them, Bliggy. So I would go with But I'm surprised that there won't be a lot of fanfare for, because much like them, you know what I mean? Sims was a consistent winner. You know what I mean? We won some games under him and that regime before he got hurt. And even Hostella came in
and we didn't miss a beat. You know what I mean? So I would argue with a Packer fan about as far as longevity and all that, and they did turn them into championships. But you are right. The Green Bay Packers have masterfully created the master class in keeping a heavy rotation of talented quarterbacks, so the winning percentage and championship appearances and late season appearances stay consistent. They have done a marvelous job, and I'm curious if it falls off with love. Where is the love?
Where is the
fall
love?
Off with love? You know what I mean?
Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is it?
All right,
get going some love.
We're going to see.
Bro,
definitely an interesting conversation.
I would love. Well, shit, we ain't got love no more for them. Thoughts? I was just thinking of cool-ass names. Dude, Smoke Monday. That's
a dope-ass
name.
Yeah, it is.
Fucks with Smoke Monday.
Yeah, that's a beast. It's a lot of motherfucking names I can't even think of right now, but it's a lot of names. I'm like, yo, that's a fucking football name right there, bro. Like Vic Beasley, like, what? What?
Yeah.
Vic Beasley? Oh, come on, Jay. Like, it don't get better than that.
Who was my man, Rambo? Was it Rambo from Miami?
Yeah. A couple of Rambos.
There's a couple of names out there. They
kind of did that.
Motherfucking,
not like motherfucking actors, bro.
Okay.
They got it.
Motherfucking John Connor and shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking Terminator bitch and shit. Or is it James Conner? Yeah, man.
James Conner. James Conner.
Yeah, James Conner.
But yeah, with Conner on the jersey.
That's crazy. Whole Terminator out this bitch. Yeah, man. But yeah, man. That was definitely a great conversation to have, though. As far as, like, NFC quarterbacks, man, this shit is dry. Desert. Yo.
Hold up. What'd you say?
I said the quarterbacks in the NFC is dry, bro, like the desert.
You said the cornerbacks?
Quarterbacks.
Oh, the
quarterbacks.
Yeah. Like Matthew Stafford, they on that whole team is on the low. Kirk Cousins, I don't know. Does he have? I mean, where you got Kirk Cousins? 1 to 10.
He's a bum.
Bum stickity bum. Put the whole bum stickity on him. What's the expectation for Bryce Young?
Bum.
Ritter's my son, so I like, you know what I mean? I'm interested to see what he do in year two. But what are your expectations on Bryce Young?
Ah, my son! Man. In his first year, I ain't gonna go through a lot of bumps. You know what I mean? But I still feel like him and Stroud is gonna take the league by storm. Like, I feel like they the future of the league. And it's crazy, cause then, like, I look at the whole AFC South and the whole entirety. I think I spoke in one of the interviews with my boy from Houston. I'm like, you know what? Like, that's crazy to have Stroud, Anthony Richardson. What's the other boy name from Kentucky? Will Levi. You know what I'm saying? And then Trevor Lawrence, all in one division, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like, that's
crazy.
The future of the fucking league, right there in one division.
That is
crazy. In one fucking division. Now, they got a lot to learn as far as them, but Bryce Young, I think he got the opportunity to really dominate going in the forward in the future. Like, Carolina, they make the right moves. They going to be good with my boy Bryce Young, man. I know with the height and everything, it's like that's easy to go to this comparison, but I really see, like, he can be a very athletic, well, not very, I ain't going to say very, but an athletic Drew Brees, bro. And not to say that Drew Brees wasn't athletic, but more athletic than Drew Brees. Not so much, but more athletic than Drew Brees. And the reason why is just, like, his precision, just the accuracy, you know, knowing how to deliver the ball with that height. Like, when I looked at Brees play, I forget that he was short because he just played, you know what I mean, he played bigger than what his height was actually is. And I feel like that's going to happen with Bryce Young.
Word. Man, let me see what, let me get into Panthers life real quick. See what he working with. Because I agree with you, that AFC is looking crazy on in the quarterback land. Let's see what they drafted. See who they drafted first. Oh, they got my son Mingo. They got Bryce Mingo already. I'm already like, whoa. I forgot that they drafted Mingo. Let's see if I pick up.
Looking at right now.
Looking at Carolina Panthers draft class.
Oh, yeah. So they want Mingo? What else they got?
They got DJ Johnson from Oregon, outside linebacker. They got a guard, Chandler Savela, NC State. They got safety Jamie Robinson, Florida State. And I'm only showing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They only have 5 picks.
That's interesting. Let me see.
Round 2, round 3, round 4, round 5. They only have 5 picks.
Well,
yeah,
I only had 5 picks. That's crazy.
I didn't know that.
That brings me into this. Reminds me, right? yo, one of the draft shits that was very like interesting, and when I go back and look at it, I think I just seen like a documentary or something about it. It's just something I just seen about it. But remember when, of course, he gave up all those picks to get Eli? You know what I'm saying? And the following year.
Oh, yeah, they did trade up to get the first pick.
Yeah. Well, actually, they drafted Phillip Rivers because the Chargers had drafted Eli, but Eli didn't want to play for them, and they didn't get a deal done in time. But, of course, he was still like, I still believe I can still get a deal done. So what he did was, what we did was, we drafted Phillip Rivers, who they loved. They liked Phillip Rivers. So we drafted Rivers. And then after that, I think that same night or something like that, we made that trade and we gave up all those goddamn picks, plus, you know what I mean, swapping Eli and Phillip Rivers. But my point was that we gave up all those picks and shit, you know what I'm saying, because the following draft, bro, we only had four picks? Four picks, bro. Four fucking picks. And the picture of the draft choice with Tom Coughlin, it looks so funny, bro. It's like, are you serious? That was our draft? Like, go back and look at that picture, and y'all see exactly what I'm talking about, man. But my point of bringing that up is when you see that picture, you're going to see the draft choices, though. Corey Webster. You know what I'm saying? Huge in that Super Bowl run in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Then you also going to see the next pick, who is Justin motherfucking Tuck. You know what I'm saying? Justin fucking Tuck, bro. Alright? Then, the next motherfucking pick, Brandon fucking Jacobs.
Pain train coming. You know you can't ball Helen Stapler without asking Cheryl.
We all know how those two guys was instrumental in those Super Bowl runs. Right? And then I can't recall what was the last pick, but he was a hit too. So the thing was, and what Coughlin said was, like, even though it was like only four picks, he felt like they were the best of, like, the best draft class they had. Because they hit on all of them. They hit on all of them. And the reason why, they said that because they said with the limited picks that they had, they wanted to make sure that they got top talent. You know what I'm saying? It's like Justin Tuck was like a first rounder before his injury. You know what I'm saying? They took him in the third round. Brandon Jacobs was from a small school. Nobody really seen him, but the motherfucker was 6'4", that ran 4'4". You know what I'm saying? And then Corey Russell was definitely supposed to be a first rounder. He was one of those guys that dropped to the second round. You know what I mean? Because of the talent push. But he was a first rounder. So they hit on all four of those guys. And it was crazy. So I just see, you tell me, oh man, they only got like five picks. And it just reminded me of like, damn, when we only had four, but we hit on all of them bitches. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tom Coughlin and Jerry Reese for that.
And I will say, looking at the Panthers' life and their roster, man, they got a first off, they got a guy named Bumper Pool, bro. This dude's name is Bumper Pool. It correlates with what we were talking about with these names. I just thought that was perfect. I said, God didn't do this, but I love him still for putting this name in front of my face at the conversation that we've been having on all around about kind of everything, but targeted. This guy's name is Bumper Pool. He's a linebacker. I can't wait to see that. but yeah, so only five draft picks, but based off of their previous draft, I completely forgot about J.C. Horn. He's going to be taking a step forward, I believe. C.J. Henderson, the backfield is nice. You know, Deontay Jackson, Herb Miller, Eric Rowe, Kobe Richardson. just to name a few, but they got a record, Burn Burns, Yoter Gross Matos. You know, he's still, you know, name not to forget, Marquise Haynes, Antoine Jackson, Derek Brown. Let's see, just to name a few on the defensive line. Their offensive line life, Brady Christensen, Cade Mays. These are all the guys that, you know, names I know. Naz Jensen, rookie from North Dakota State. Check him out. Frankie Louvu. You know, he's a veteran presence, but say 6 years in the league, linebacker. Shaq Thompson. So they got Matt Corral backing up still, you know what I mean? Got Andy Dalton. So their quarterback room with Bryce Young. It's a nice little room to learn from. Miles Sanders went there this year. It's a free agent pickup for them. Xavier Woods. Jamie Robinson, the draft pick. Tackles. They got second year. Ikwanu. You know what I'm saying? See, so you got Taylor Morton.
Make a leap this year, just like Evan Neal.
Exactly, you know what I mean? So their life ain't bad. Panthers might be a little, you know, DJ Shark is over there. Tommy Trimble, tight end. Notre Dame, definitely the name that I was looking at when he got drafted. Hayden Hurst is on there. I didn't know that. That's just their tight ends. You still got Terrence Marshall Jr., Jonathan Mingo, Chenault. Yo, they got Chenault over there, bro.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Panthers ain't looking bad, bro. This is a nice little squad. So, let's see at the end of the year where he sits. Where you going to sit at the end of the year as far as these NFC quarterbacks? Bryce Young might got a good future, man. Got some weapons, for sure. And he got a line. It worked out right. He can definitely be in the conversation. Brock Purdy, I'm looking, you know what I mean? Do they still go with Lance or do they go with Purdy? They drafted Lance, but Purdy was showing some things, bro.
I want to know. Like, when we were doing the schedule release, I was like, damn, who are we facing? Is it Lance or is it Purdy? Is it Lance or is it Purdy? But I don't think it matters, bro. Like, god damn, bro. Like, they like both of them motherfuckers. Like, whoever wins. Ride with a fist. Fight. You know what I'm saying? So... yeah, man. I mean, goddamn Niners. Oh, by the way, before we get up out of here, do you want to finish off your predictions for the people since we didn't get to do it Tuesday?
Yes. America, I owe you an apology. Or maybe not. I don't know what the hell was going on that day. This shit has been a whirlwind week. So, pick a number, guys. Take a number and sit down. And I'll get to you when I can. but yeah, I did not. I do want to. Where was I? Oh yes, dipping on Cristal with your stress. And you go to.
I think it was 9-3. And you left off.
Schedule. Bam. There we go. Okay. So, just pulled it up. I ended off at the bye. And I had us in the bye going 9-3. Let me go ahead and get my lady to do her thing in the background. You know what I'm saying? Because... about to rise, America. About to rise and elevate on y'all. Because we coming back from the bye, and we still whipping that ass. I got us at 10-3 versus the Green Bay Packers at home on Monday night. This year, the primetime situation is going to change. The game's going to have that glow. You know, you feel it. You got that glow. You know what I'm saying? So we are now 10-3 going into New Orleans, where we face Derek Carr. And to see if he is that top five, that Shake said, quarterback, seeing him late in the season, or is he faltering like he did in Vegas and losing all his chips? We're going to find out. But it'll be this week, we're going to smack the ass over the head again with an 11-3 victory, and we're going to win again. And we are now sitting at 11-3. Now, this Christmas, this the one where we split, right? Because they're going to take us out first. Because we're seeing this team very close in proximity towards the end of the year. I think this is definitely intentional because the battle is going to be between these two teams. And the first fight is going to be, I think it'll be a rough one. I think it'll be a rough one. And it's on Christmas. And this is one of our last road games. This is our last road game from having been away and not home a whole lot, whatever. So I think the Eagles go ahead and they get the best of us that day. And so we are sitting at 11-4. And but I think we bounce back. We get our lickings, our whippings. We've been kind of killing it a little bit. So got that game one NBA playoff feel. No problem. You know what I mean? All right. Y'all got us that one. We'll come back and knock out the Rams, sitting at 12-4. And last but not least, the rematch. We get to eat again. The blockbuster is coming. Season ending. Who going to win? This is going to be for the championship, NFC East Championship. We take it. Sitting at, what is that?
13-4.
We win that game, we end the season 13-4. Book it.
There's only one.
Boom, 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 boom. LRP. Yes.
Yes. So we
went
in
the
division, huh?
We went in the division this year. We are going to end in phenomenal fashion, 13-4.
Yo, if y'all think he's sipping that Kool-Aid, please leave a comment, bro.
Leave a comment all you like. I said what I said.
That Kool-Aid hard body, y'all. All right, so there you have it. We got 3 out of 5 of the crew predictions. Shakes Montana went 10-7. 10-7. Black Freezy also went 10-7. And LRP went 13-4.
I went 13-4. I'm about to go grab something. That's, give me 1 second. I ain't gonna say.
You already know. But very interesting on my boy, LRP. I thought he was crazy last year. He said, fuck it. Double down, goddammit. I won last year. Double down. All right. We gonna see. It's like I said, I thought you was crazy out your mind last year. I think you're crazy now. But
I am a wild and crazy guy, for sure.
But let's see what his prediction holds. Can't wait to get Easy Tozman from the Bronx. His prediction.
We love you, Easy.
We love you, bro. Also, I can't wait to hear the diabolical hater, J-Rockin'. hear what he has, hear what he got to say over there. Shout out to Nacho in the Box with Cheese. Y'all look out for your boy coming back very soon, very soon. Shout out to you. Shout out to you, bro.
Oh, I have to say this. Shakes Montana. I know you are definitely in another realm because you are enjoying the fantastic stylings of Jimmy Buckets. Jimmy want more. Jimmy want more. Jimmy want more. Yo, what's up?
Bucket.
How does the Miami Heat go in to Boston and steal game one? Oh my goodness. What?
Jimmy Bucket. Every time
Jimmy
we need a
motherfucking bucket.
Every time, man. Put the ball in his hands and watch him work.
Yo, he is sending people home, bro. He is sending people home, and I love it. And this is going to be a series. That shit was great. Fantastic basketball, man. I love these NBA playoffs. Shit is just not turning out the way folks thought. And I didn't say nothing. I just watched. And I wouldn't be me if I did not send off Snuffleupagus himself. The last domino to fall. I love it when people try to put together super teams and the shit never works out. I don't know why people don't ever understand that shit, but they continue to do it. It happened with the Eagles when Jake earlier said, shout out to Andy Reid, thought he was putting together a super team, and that shit didn't work out. Same thing for NBA, baby. The last domino of the three amigos finally took his ass home, completely did not show up. I don't know why. Him and Chris Paul are forever Charles Barkley. Peace be the journey. You will never make it to that stage. Unfortunately, you're just not meant for it. You know what I'm saying? Is there a Mr. Gump, Mrs. Gump? It's one of those situations. You know what I mean? So, toodaloo, ta-ta, it's not enough. Goddamn room in this air balloon. You have to catch the other one.
Bye, James Harden.
Good luck next year, James Harden.
Beard. Keep out of here. Yeah, you know I mean?
Keep your face hardened.
Yeah, bro, like, that man is a detriment to any team. You can't count on him. And BDB, man.
BDB. BDB.
BDB ring chasing ass motherfucker. All I want to do is play with greats all my life. All my life. All I want to do is play with great basketball players. Oh, I'm the man at OKC. But no, I'm going to go to a team that won 72 games. No, 73, excuse me. Right? Yeah, man. But then not that, yeah, man. Then you say, all right, well, I'm going to go be the man again in my own place. I just sucked up all y'all rings, and I'm good now. I got two out of y'all. I'm going to move on.
That's two out of y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Move on to Brooklyn, play with my friend. And Kyrie Irving, I'm going to go play with my friend, and we're going to go get the beard. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, that ain't work out. All right, we got Simmons. Oh, shit, that ain't work out. All right, you know what? I need to go. Kyrie, you said he wanted to get up out of here? All right, I can't stay. Nope. Not with no stars here. Not with no stars. I need the stars. Send me to Phoenix. That's right. Send me with Booker and them. Yeah. Yeah, do that. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's much better. Back with
like
stars. That's where I belong.
Thank
like, bro, but then you want to, like, yo. And here's another thing about Durant. And I am now a Durant hater, and it's not because he left Brooklyn. Because I could have hated LeBron for leaving Miami. I still rooted for LeBron. I'm hating on him because he's a facade. And I don't like facades. I don't like when people blow up somebody and they don't meet that requirement. And the reason why I'm saying this is because they try to say that this man is the best player in the world, Craig. Right?
Craig.
He's the best player on the planet, as what they like to say. He's
Never.
The best player on the planet, okay? So if you're the best player on the planet, if you are great, if you're the greatest, you know what I'm saying? To me, all greats, no matter what sport it is, no matter what it is, you can motherfucking go to even golf, goddammit. You can go to golf. If you are a great, when the damn game is on the line, you stepped up and you won. That's what makes you the greatest. A great. Now, let me ask y'all and leave a comment down below. How many game winners has Kevin Durant hit? How many? It ain't much. It's very few. Every time the game is on the line. And don't give me that he ain't get the ball, because every time the game is on the line, he's getting the ball. So, you're getting the ball every time, but you don't have many game winners. What does that tell me? That you're a choker. That you're not a great. That you don't get it done. So, I don't like facades. Just like this guy in the back of me right now. He wants to do this right now. You know what I'm saying? But, I don't like facades. Don't try to tell me it's a motherfucking steak when it's steakums. Don't try to tell me it's motherfucking ham when it's spam. Okay? Don't do that.
Oh, no.
Don't do that. All right?
Shouts out to BDB. But, hey, I agree. My mother. Wow, meanwhile, LeBron can play all positions. James is still going and still very, very much involved in the conference finals against Denver. Shouts out to the Joker. That dude was unstoppable game one. I mean, they couldn't do nothing with him. Even Anthony Davis had to smile at him like, man, I can't believe you just made that shit. You know you want some bullshit tonight. But he made it, and they won. And but almost, man. Shoot, I'm pretty sure that the Lakers are sitting pretty good based off of where they were. And they almost came back, too. So shouts out to NBA playoffs still in full swing, going, keeping the drama.
No doubt.
Last
thing about it, too.
Nice.
One last thing about it, you know what I mean, piggybacking off that, the drama and everything. Like, think about it. The Heat and the Lakers both was in the play-in tournament. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They had to play in to get into this motherfucking playoffs.
Yeah.
And they still here.
That shit is dope.
Here. All right? So yeah, man, definitely been a great playoffs, man. It's been awesome to watch, man.
For real, no doubt.
One last thing, before we go on closing statements, as I know this is about to be the end of the live section. But before we end it in the live section, not sure if you're listening right now, that you are one of those people that seen the leak of the last two episodes of Power. Alright. Not sure if you did. But I did.
Of course I did.
Okay.
Straight up did.
And it's crazy. It's crazy how it ends. It's unbelievable. Especially episode 10. So I think tonight, midnight, they finally drop episode 9. Y'all get to see 9. But you gotta wait till next week, though. Episode 10 is the... Oh, it's fire. Did you see it?
I saw it.
Oh, what's the fire?
I saw both of them.
Oh, my God, it's so fire.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's crazy. It's crazy how this is, like, oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. I can't believe it. Yeah! You know what I'm saying? You know motherfuckers saw it, bro. Hey, we saw I saw a two-bit sighting. I don't care. Spoiler alert. I don't give a damn. I saw a two-bit sighting. Why does motherfucker take his car, bro? Like, kill you.
Bro. Two-bit. Man, the shit was nostalgia. So I'm going to talk about something that don't even have to do with those episodes, but it has to do with Power. And I want to ask you this before we get off, and then we can go ahead and get our closed statements on and get up out of here. You're seeing that sighting. You're going, spoiler alert, you want to go ahead and just go ahead and cut this off right now if you don't want to get spoiled right now, because I'm about to wild a little bit out. You know what I mean? Just a little bit. You know what I mean? You got 2-bit. All right? You got Tasha sighting. All right? You got Tommy sighting. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, the nostalgia of it. It's fucking crazy in episode 10. You're like, oh my gosh. Like, this is power. This is power. So, I say all that, and the reason why I did that spoiler, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have done it no other reason. You know what I'm saying? It's because to ask this, man, because rumor alert, Amari Hardwick has said that Stars and Power have been trying to bring him back for a year now. He says he's open and willing to come back.
There is a...
The breakup in it, of course, is always the shmoney. Pay me the shmoney. We do everything you want to do. So, my question to you, my brother, if they go ahead and pony up on this money, which I believe they will, okay, bringing back Ghost in the Power Universe, how would you feel about that? Would you want that to be like he's just a ghost of himself, or would you want it to be that he's actually still alive? How do you feel, LRP?
I would feel so upset, bro, because I'm going to tell you this right now. The people, and this is going to be perfect. Tune in. Sorry about this week, America, but next week I'm definitely going to be back on my team. And this is an excellent cliffhanger as we got a couple of seconds left. I would love to have seen Ghosts. I would be disappointed because then the Sax killing would have been all in vain, because if it were me, if I would have done it, the mind of LRP, Ghost would have been the one show up on that dock out of nowhere, and it would have been a silencer, so they wouldn't have known who did it, but it would have been him. Boom. That's how I would have done it, bro, because we all there now, but that's how I would have done it. But even still, you can still capitalize on it, maybe bring him back in with him having a talk with his brother. Maybe his brother wasn't crazy and just took his, did things on his own. But Ghost got into his ear because he's been watching this whole time. And he was the one that kind of put the brother on to sex, because that was when Tariq would have went down. You know what I mean? They had him dead to rights. You know what I mean? He wasn't going to get out of none of that shit if that shit would have went to trial. So Sax was, if I was the writers, that's how I would do it. I would have looped him into all of that shit, all the things that was happening in season one, you know, kind of be a, you know, he was in the shadows the whole time from when Tariq talked to the grandfather, the old dude, Colonel Taylor from a different world at the funeral. You know what I'm saying? In season one, I would have had all that shit wrapped up. You know what I mean? A lot of the shit that, you know, when he got the letter, told you would be here, my nigga. You know what I mean? Whatever. Because they got to bring him back, man. You know what I'm saying? All the things that he did, they made him too diabolical and too sinister, but too dope at the same time for that, you know, they wrote him too big for him to not be involved.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And he's the face of it, man. And even though Tariq, you know what I mean, took over and held it down, and kudos and hats off, salutes all to you, bro. Seriously. Because I didn't, you know, I had confidence in him, you know what I mean? But I was still like, man, like, that's big shoes to fill, bro. You feel me? It really is. You know what I mean? And he did it, bro. So, like I said, man, I really do commend him on that. But, yeah, I mean, just think about how huge or big it would be now. Now that, you know what I mean, you got Tariq with a bigger role and a bigger, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's main character number three or something, or main character number two now or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But now you got Ghost back, bro. And, like, oh, my God. What? What? Ghost, bro, like, come on, man. And yeah, I mean, this would be some type of shit that Ghost would do, like, yeah, I mean, even though it, yeah, I mean, they gotta make sense of it though, like, why would you do all this shit, fuck up your club and all types of shit, like, why would you do all that? You gotta, they gotta explain the story really deep. But you know what I'm saying, like, man, bringing him back would be fucking awesome, amazing, great for the brand. It will fucking, it will blow stars through the roof, bro. Through the fucking roof. They already made so much money off the power shit. Yeah, I mean, nobody was clocking stars before this shit. And now everybody loves stars and got to have it because of power. So they bring that main character back, it would be fucking crazy. Last thing I want to talk about on that power joint before we go in and get a closing statements, man. And this is going to be another spoiler, but we in the extra hour or the extra minutes, and I get to talk about this. But real quick, I'm going to get the hell away from this motherfucking dude real quick. So give me a second.
Move away from the noise. Get up off that thing. Get up off that thing.
Yeah, man, that dude was getting on my nerves with that darn lawnmower, bro. Like, every time, bro, like, dudes just love to just go ahead and be in my audio. It's either them or the goddamn birds chirping in the background. They just love it. They're like, I got to be in my boy's audio. Got to give him some flavor, baby.
More cowbell. You need more cowbell.
Word up. But this is the last thing I want to talk about, because we done spoke so much about this situation or this person. And in these two episodes, right, a lot happened with this person. But the main thing I want to talk to you about is motherfucking Tasha lighting motherfucking Monet up. And I mean, she lit her the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Brrr, rat, 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 rat. Jesus. Straight up, son. Get up out of there.
I didn't know that was Tasha. I was like, oh, shit, Tasha did that?
Lit her ass the fuck up, nigga.
Yo, I can't wait for the Raising Kanan to get involved with Tommy, Young Ghost, Young Tasha.
I think that's coming up
right.
Season. I think you get to meet Ghost. I think Kanan.
Yeah, they need to do that shit right.
Yeah.
They need to do that shit right. Because based off, and I went back and watched the season where Kane first met Tariq and was manipulating him and shit. How he used to talk about Ghost.
Yeah, they definitely got to do it right, man. They got to go back. They definitely got to go back, do their research, you know what I'm saying, on what was said, little shit that was said, all types of things like that. So, yeah, man, I agree, bro. They definitely got to do it right. I think that they will. All right, but yeah, man, that was all I wanted to talk about with that power, man. It was definitely crazy these last two episodes. If you didn't see it already, go ahead. It's something. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with you, man. You know what I mean? Like, I want stars to get my views. Fuck stars, all right? You know what I mean? But all in all, man, definitely love those two episodes. Can't wait for whatever is next. I don't know if it's Force. I don't know if it's Kanan. But either one of them, it's going to be fucking amazing and awesome. So I can't wait, and I'm here for all the shits, all right? I'm here for all the smoke. My boy had dropped off. I know he still got something still on here. I'm not sure what the hell it is, but, you know what I mean? I believe he can't call back in. So with that being said, definitely go ahead and check out the Shakedown DMV tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Shakedown Media Network on YouTube. Go ahead and like and subscribe. Join the tribe. We are going to throw this episode up on YouTube as well, so you'll be able to hear it on both platforms, as well as be there for tomorrow night, Friday. We back on air as well with the regular podcast, and we got a lot of store for y'all as well on that note.
Yo.
Got a couple interviews coming up. Yo, what's going on, bro?
My bad, bro. I don't know what happened. My phone just started. Where did I drop off at?
Nothing. You was perfect. I was talking, and then you just dropped off. So I was still going on and seeing if he's going to come back or not, but like I was saying, that was all it was with power, and we was about to get on closing statements, but I was just going over everything that we had coming up, and last thing but not least, got some interviews coming up, some great interviews coming up, about to drop as well. Like I said, my boy John Hendricks from New Orleans Saints covers, I'm going to drop that probably today. Maybe even tomorrow. We'll see, but stay tuned. Shakedown Media Network. Also, Nick Filato, all right, from Big Blue Banter. We'll be dropping that interview today or tomorrow. So y'all will have those interviews coming up real soon. We got Patty Trainer coming up as well real soon. Tennessee Weekly, Rico from the Buffalo Fanatics. We got a lot of guests coming up, man. So y'all stay tuned, man. Oh, the Entertainer, you know, I'm sorry to forget about you, bro. Not that I forgot about you, but to forget to mention you. But yes, the Entertainer is coming up as well, man. So, you know, I got a lot in store for y'all, man. So y'all stay tuned. Y'all stay hit, man, because I'm coming with all the shits, man. I'm coming with all the shits. All right? I want all the smoke.
No, that's right. All I was, I don't know if you heard this part, but the last thing about Power, they need to do that shit right. They need to create Young Tommy, Young Ghost, Young Tasha with Raising Kanan series. They need to do that shit right. So, and can't wait for Justified Primeval. They're bringing my man Raylan Givens back. I can't wait for that shit.
Yeah, that's why I thought you was done with it, because, yeah, like, when I stepped in, I was like, yeah, I definitely believe that they have to do it right, because, you know, they got to go back, do the research, you know what I mean, and even go back to the little things that they had said and things like that. So, yeah, right, they definitely got to do it right. So, that's why I thought, you know, I mean, you was done and we was kept going on, but yeah. Anyway, closing statement time. What you got for the people?
Hey man, y'all have a good one. Enjoy the weekend, Easter Friday. You know, hopefully, we'll see. I'll be down if they whatever. But y'all have a good day, man. Enjoy. Love y'all. Peace and love. And guys.
Absolutely. All right. So, again, man, my boy said, man, because I ain't taking no responsibility in that, all right? I was there. I was waiting. I called him up. I'm like, what's going on? What happened? Right? I'm like, man, I'm up early with the cold cracked all in my eyes and shit. I'm here. This motherfucker was like, oh, shit, man, I forgot. I got too much, yeah, man. I'm like, yo, it's all good, bro. I'm going back to sleep.
I was sitting at the doctor's office on some shit.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Oh, shit, that's right. I'm supposed to be doing something else. Like, yo, completely.
All right, well, there we go. Yeah, man, I'm going right back to sleep on that shit. On that note, but yes,
life as a single
we
father.
We apologize for Tuesday,
it
man.
It definitely happens. It happens.
Definitely.
Life of a single father. What can I say? I love y'all, but I love them more.
That's a fact. That's a Fendi. So, yeah, man, we apologize for Tuesday, but we'll be back Tuesday early as fuck for the LRP. But glad that y'all joined us for this episode today. This was awesome. Got through it today. And Shakedown AM, man, we back out here in Blog Talk Radio and the podcast airwaves, man. Look, we're going to I love this, right? I love this platform, and I love this account. I like this new number that we have. But yeah, don't get it. You know what I mean? Too comfortable with it. Don't get too comfortable with it. Because next month, we're moving back to our original platform where we started from. All right, this was cool. This is a nice house. Nice little Airbnb. But we going home. You know what I'm saying? We going home, bro. All right. So, June 1st. Look out for us going right back to where we started from, which will be, you will be able to hear us on Spotify, iTunes, all your podcast platforms. You'll be able to hear the Shakedown once again. All right? So, with that being said,
it's still Blog Talk, America. It's
still Blog
Talk. It's just our original call-in number that you may still have saved in your phone to this very day.
That's a fact. We're going back to everything. The originals. Alright? Everything. So, make sure y'all got the 929 and all that shit. Yeah. We in there, goddammit. Alright? Alright, so y'all stay tuned, man. We definitely will let y'all know. Like I just said, June 1st. Y'all stay tuned for that one. But other than that, man, like we always say around this time, we don't expect y'all to agree with us. We'll be damn sure expect y'all to understand. Understand? So don't get shook up, because we keep shit live. It's the Shakedown up in New York Giants on that drive for five. And we out of there. Takes away LRP.
Yo, yo, y'all just been shook up by the shakedown, and we out of here. Peace.
Good night.